At 9:03, we have 69 degrees, your temperature under mostly cloudy skies. Look for a high of 79 here today. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. The Iowa State Patrol reports a Lake City woman died and two passengers in her vehicle were injured during a rollover accident early Monday morning in Carroll County. 19-year-old Janelle Marie Woods died when she was ejected from the 1999 Ford Expedition she was driving as it rolled several times in a high-speed crash. The patrol says she was wearing her seatbelt. Officials say the SUV was westbound on 170th Street at around 12:34 a.m. on Monday and traveling at a high rate of speed. When the vehicle went off onto the right shoulder of the road, when Woods steered hard to the left, the Expedition went out of control and rolled over. Woods died from her injuries. The passengers in her vehicle, 28-year-old Roger Hickerson and 27-year-old Ashley Hahn, were injured. The patrol's report didn't indicate where they were from. Hickerson was also ejected and suffered serious incapacitating injuries. He was flown by helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. A report on his condition was not available. Hickerson was not wearing a seatbelt. Hahn was also not wearing a seatbelt. She suffered serious non-incapacitating injuries and was transported by ambulance to the Carroll Hospital. Officials at the hospital administered a blood test on Woods to test for alcohol or drugs, but the results of those tests are not yet available. The SUV sustained $8,000 damage during the crash. Road crews will be closing Interstate 29 lanes in western Iowa for flood protection work. The Iowa Department of Transportation says workers will be raising the pavement about a foot between exits 95 and 105 near Blenco. The work was scheduled to begin today and is expected to last until July 22nd. The department says only one southbound lane will be closed at a time. A pavement blow-up on the runway at the Corning Airport has forced the closure of the facility to air traffic until further notice. According to reports, Corning Mayor Guy Brace told the Corning City Council Monday that hot temperatures caused the pavement to blow up, similar to what motorists may encounter on the highways during the summer months. Brace says an engineer will inspect the damage on Wednesday. No timetable was set on repairing the runway. Council Bluffs is giving some potential flood victims a break on some permit and inspection fees. To help ease cleanup costs, the City Council on Monday waived the fees for the reinstallation of service-related equipment. According to the Daily Nonpareil, residents are removing furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and other equipment for fear of water damage from flooding on the Missouri River. Under normal circumstances, if a resident removes and replaces any of those items, there's a permit fee to cover the cost of a city inspector who determines if the replacement was installed to city code. Under the change, a permit and an inspection are still needed, but the city is waiving the fee until further notice. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has handed control of a Hamburg levee over to local officials in the southwest Iowa town. Robert Michaels, the Omaha District Chief of Construction, says in an interview Tuesday that the Corps will still offer help if the hastily built levee shows any trouble signs, but Michaels said he was confident the 9,000-foot-long earthen flood barrier will hold until the Missouri River flood subsides. Southern Hamburg had faced a significant flood threat when a levee along the Missouri River ruptured in June. Federal and local officials scrambled to build a new levee along the town's western edge, working around the clock as floodwater neared. Water is still pressing against the 18-foot-tall levee, but has caused only minor seepage problems so far. Also, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it will reduce water releases from Gavin's Point Dam in South Dakota, a sign that major Missouri River flooding could be nearing an end. The Corps' Omaha District Construction Chief Robert Michaels says the Corps will decrease the water volume gradually from its current 160,000 cubic feet per second. The Corps plans to drop the flow to 155,000 cubic feet per second on July 31st and cut it to 150,000 cubic feet per second on August 1st. Michael said Tuesday that the Corps will trim the releases slowly to keep the water flow stable and prevent further erosion of flooded farmland and roadways. Missouri-based flood expert David Rogers says lowering the levels gradually is crucial to lessening the risk of levee failure. The trial of a man accused in a deadly fight in Sioux City has been delayed. Bradley Gregg of Sioux City is charged with involuntary manslaughter and assault. He's accused of punching Joseph McDonald of Ida Grove outside a bar in October 2010. McDonald was knocked out and later died. KTIV-TV in Sioux City says jury selection in Gregg's trial was to begin on Tuesday in Woodbury County District Court, but was reset until September 6th. Judge Jeffrey Neary says there are a number of reasons for the delay, including a conflict with his schedule for the next 2 weeks. The wife of an Iowa Guardsman wounded in Afghanistan says he'll soon be heading back to the United States. Julie Eiperle of Marshalltown told Des Moines television station KCCI that her husband, Todd Eiperle, was first flown to Germany for treatment. The master sergeant was shot Saturday by an Afghan security officer who killed another Iowa soldier, Sergeant First Class Terrell Pasker of Cedar Rapids. Eiperle killed the Afghan in an exchange of gunfire. Julie Eiperle says she briefly talked on the phone to her husband before he left Afghanistan. She says he was on his last mission before his guard unit returned to Iowa. She says she feels blessed because his injuries were not critical. Homecoming ceremonies will be held this week for three Iowa and Army National Guard units mobilized as parts of Operation Enduring Freedom. Separate ceremonies will be held Thursday in Cedar Rapids, Boone, and Johnston for roughly 185 returning soldiers. Soldiers coming back to Iowa are part of approximately 2,900 members of the 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 34th Infantry Division, deployed to Afghanistan. Those units arrived in Afghanistan in November after spending roughly 3 months at Camp Shelby in Mississippi for additional training and preparation. Iowa Farm Bureau President Craig Lang will serve as president of the Iowa Board of Regents under a leadership shakeup orchestrated by Republican Governor Terry Branstad. The Regents voted 7-0 on Tuesday to elect Lang, a dairy farmer from Brooklyn, Iowa, as president of the 9-member board. Agribusiness leader Bruce Rastetter, the top donor to Branstad's re-election campaign last year, was selected for president pro tem. The votes came one day after President David Miles and President Pro Tem Jack Evans announced they were giving up their leadership roles at Branstad's request. They had led the board that governs Iowa's public universities for roughly 3.5 years. Branstad spokesman Tim Albrecht says Lang was the governor's choice to lead the board, and he'll be a stronger leader than Miles. Protesters jammed a state house hearing room to object to a proposal that could cut deeply into a program that gives a break to people caring for disabled relatives. Department of Human Services head Chuck Palmer told the legislature's Rules Review Committee on Tuesday that lawmakers made big cuts in the agency's budget and that savings must be found somewhere. The reductions in the program that helps caregivers would save $2.5 million. The panel took no action on the plan, and Palmer says he'll draft a new proposal that will be presented later this summer. Burlington Senator Tom Courtney says many lawmakers like to talk about smaller government, but the protests Tuesday show that real people are affected by cuts in services. And Governor Terry Branstad has cut the salary of the state's Worker Compensation Commissioner by $36,000 after he refused the governor's request to resign. Chris Godfrey was appointed to a 6-year term in 2006 by then-Governor Tom Vilsack. Branstad asked for the resignations of many top officials soon after his election win against former Governor Chet Culver in November. Godfrey refused. Des Moines Register says Branstad administration on Monday again asked Godfrey to resign. When he refused, officials told him they were dropping his annual salary from $109,000 to $73,000, the minimum for his pay grade. The governor has the power to appoint dozens of top positions, and there's generally a turnover with a new administration. Godfrey told the Register that he has no plans to resign. Taking a look at world headlines here at this hour, a Republican senator who helped foster the Tea Party movement is throwing cold water on a proposal by the Senate's GOP leader to give President Barack Obama new power to ask Congress to increase the government's borrowing limit. South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint tells CBS, Republicans weren't elected last November to make it easier to spend and borrow and add to our debt. Obama and congressional leaders today will again discuss how to avoid a government default threatened for August 2nd. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is appealing to his countrymen to stop the violence. Hamid Karzai was overcome with grief today, sobbing alongside the coffin of his slain half-brother at a funeral attended by thousands of mourners. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the killing. Meanwhile, 5 French soldiers and an Afghan civilian have died today in a bomb attack. Stocks are opening higher after an encouraging report on China's growth. This morning's gains follow 3 days of losses. New numbers out today show that the Chinese economy grew at a slower but still healthy rate of 9.5% last quarter. A sudden drop-off in growth there could cut into demand for U.S. exports. Japan's prime minister says the risk of nuclear energy is too high. He says he wants the country to learn from its ongoing crisis and become less reliant on it. Prime Minister Naoto Kan told a news conference today that Japan should develop renewable energy sources. He said another pillar of Japan's energy policy should be conservation. A town clerk in upstate New York says she's resigning over her religious opposition to gay marriage. Laura Fatowski submitted a letter of resignation to a town board in Barker on Monday, saying her religious beliefs prevent her from signing a marriage certificate for a gay couple, and as she'd be required to do as a municipal clerk. The letter was published on the website of a Christian lobbying group. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements, Glenn E. Deerdorf, age 86, of Yale, died Monday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center in Panora. Funeral services for Glenn Deerdorf will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. in the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. They have the arrangements. Carrie Renee Jensen, age 93, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Carrie Renee Jensen will be held on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. in the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. And Jacqueline Myshock, age 80, of Atlantic, passed away on Tuesday at the Cass County Hospice Center in Atlantic. Services for Jacqueline Myshock are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this 9 o'clock hour here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.